Hey everybody, my name's Tyler, and you're listening to MMA All Day. Fortunately, I won't be able to bring you guys live updates from the Bellator 181 prelims, which are going to be starting at about 6:45, but I will definitely be around to do the main card, which starts at 9, so stay tuned for that. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I'm actually still at a baseball game, Columbia Fireflies. Not sure if you're familiar, but it's actually the team Tim Tebow was just formally on. He got promoted to the St. Lucie team, which is kind of funny because my co-host Bradley actually lives in St. Lucie, Florida. So he went from me to Bradley. So now Bradley can watch him, but I can't. But here, the first fight in the Bellator 181 main card should be Joe Warren versus Steve Garcia. As I mentioned before, this should be a really great fight. Definitely, I think, one of the most underrated. And I think it's going to be a good one. So, unfortunately, I probably won't be able to watch it, but Bradley's going to try to make it. And if Bradley can't give you the live results, then I'll definitely be going back and giving you the results for that one. And I'll be probably there for the second one. So, thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for listening. And we really appreciate you. And Joe Warren defeats Steve Garcia via unanimous decision.
Hey guys, it's Bradley. So you got Jessica Middleton is taking on Ducote at Bellator 181 on the main card. I'm just going to go ahead and the fight's actually happening right now, but I'm going to pick Jessica Middleton as Ducote gets a takedown. Middleton scrambles, gets a guillotine, and she changes to back control. Now they're back to the feet. But anyway, I'm going to have Jessica Middleton winning by knockout. Her boxing is much more clean from what I've seen on YouTube than Ducote's is. Ducote's more of a ground person, so her jiu-jitsu is really nice, don't get me wrong, but Middleton's definitely the bigger fighter, so I'm going to take Middleton in this fight.
And the next fight going on right now is between Emily Ducote and Jessica Middleton.
All right, guys, I'm going to give Tyler a little break here. I know he's been posting a good bit amount of times in the past couple days. I haven't really been posting much at all. So I'll give you all the updates for Bellator 181, the main card tonight. The first round for Emily Ducote versus Jessica Middleton has just ended. I'm going to go ahead and say Ducote probably took that round on just octagon control, and she got a few takedowns in on Middleton. She's controlling the legs very well, but Middleton keeps getting back to her feet, so we'll have to see how she adjusts her game plan for round two. But anyway, I probably have Ducote up 10-9 at the end of the first round. So, yep, I'll be bringing the updates and everything for Bellator 181 card tonight. Maybe Tyler will bring some LFA news, possible. Depends on what all he's doing tonight. But I will definitely give you all the updates for this card. So, stay tuned. Alright guys, so it looks like Ducote probably will take round two as well. She had a solid armbar locked in on Middleton there at the end of round two. She had real good ground control the whole round. Even had full mount for a little while, but she had a nice armbar locked in on Middleton, but Middleton stepped over the head really nicely with her technique. We're on to round three, but Ducote probably up 20-18. All right, guys, so it looks like Emily Ducote is probably going to take that decision 30-27. She dominated most of the fight on the ground, although Middleton had some, when they did stand up, she had some successes with her hands. But Ducote did a really good job making sure the fight took place on the ground, and she definitely won, the jiu-jitsu match, basically, is what it was. Not a whole lot of strikes thrown throughout the fight, but Ducote, her jiu-jitsu game was definitely on point tonight. So I'm going to have her win in 30-27 in a unanimous decision. Almost had a rear naked choke also at the end of third round. So kind of turned into a face lock for a little bit. But overall, good fight by Ducote. I mean, she's a young fighter, so see what she does in Bellator. All right, guys. So on Bellator 181, the live broadcast on Spike TV, they just announced Gegard Mousasi's opening opponent for his Bellator debut will be Alexander Shlemenko on October 20th. And the co-main on that card will be King Mo versus Liam McGeary. It'll be in the Mohegan Sun Arena, obviously. Bellator does a lot of events there. But what do you guys think of Musasi opening up against Shlemenko? Shlemenko's been in the game a long time, same as Musasi. So it's interesting to see what happens here. I probably would take Musasi in that fight. Musasi is just probably one of the most well-rounded fighters in all of mixed martial arts. So I'm probably going to go Musasi with that. King Mo and McGeary, that's a little bit more interesting for the light heavyweight division, if that's where King Mo's going to fight him. he goes up and down, seems like. It'll probably be light heavyweight. But King Mo, McGeary, that's an intriguing fight as well. McGeary's kind of up and down, same with King Mo. I mean, King Mo can beat Rampage Jackson, and then he'll, you know, get knocked out by some random guy. So, interesting to see what happens with that card. Let me know what y'all think about Musasi opening up against Shlemenko in his Bellator debut. So, all right. So the next fight on Bellator 181 main card is John Salter taking on Kendall Grove, middleweight fight. Wow, John Salter chokes Kendall Grove unconscious at the end of the first round, and I gotta say I'm surprised. I thought Grove was winning the first round, and then Salter got a takedown, got the side control easily. Then Grove went to get back up on his feet and scrambled, and John Salter ended up on his back. He kind of threw a couple strikes here and there and got his back, got under the chin. Grove thought he wasn't going to get it, and Salter ended up getting under the chin and choking him out. He didn't tap. So, like the broadcast said, though, I mean, Damian Maia has fought Kendall Grove, and Damian Maia didn't even do that to him. So, you got to congratulate John Salter on the victory. I mean, that's amazing feat on his record. Kendall Grove is a great veteran in the sport of MMA, and he took him out in the first round via rear naked choke. So, congrats to John Salter, man. And the next fight is going to be Brandon Gertz versus Derek Campos, the main event of Bellator 181. Wow, what a crazy first round between Brandon Gertz and Derek Campos. Such an even round, too. It's hard to give one guy the nod over the other. They both landed huge shots. Gertz has a huge cut on his forehead. I don't know if they're going to stop the fight. I don't think they will, but you never know. Crazy first round. Don't know who to give it to. This is amazing. Another insane round by Brandon Gertz and Derek Campos in the main event of Bellator 181. Another hard round to judge, but I think this one's a little easier than the first one. I think Campos probably takes round two. Probably 10-9, though. I mean, nothing crazy, you know. Oh, they're stopping the fight because of the cut on Brandon Gertz. John McCarthy stops the fight. Oh, I mean, yeah, that's a pretty bad cut. I don't know if I would have stopped the fight about that. Sorry, I'm reacting to this live, guys. But, wow, they stopped the fight because of Brandon Gertz's cut on his forehead. So Derek Campos takes the win via medical decision, TKO. So, still a great fight. I mean, even though it's just two rounds, I mean, definite worthy of a main event. Would have loved to see it continue because, I mean, Gertz was still throwing haymakers and bombs and landing bombs on Campos. So, probably questionable stoppage to a lot of people. But at the end of the day, great performance by both guys. Congrats to Campos on the win. And, that'll be it for the night, guys. Either me or Tyler will hop on here tomorrow and let y'all know some news or maybe some opinions on maybe Mayweather-McGregor press conferences or, you know, so we see some comments or reports on any MMA or combat sports in general, you know, we will definitely hop on here and let y'all know. So, anyway, guys, Derek Campos walks out with the win at Bellator 181 via medical TKO over Brandon Gertz. So, y'all have a good night, guys.